AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. Hey friends, I am Tracy and I'll be your host today for this episode of Fostering Faith. And I will let you know that I am tired. I'm exhausted. We have been busy and I am seeing so many people in clinic. We're getting ready to head to North Carolina for our friend's wedding. And so we're just trying to get everything done before we leave for a short little mini vacay to celebrate our friends. And so I'll be real honest. I mean, this episode, I think, is going to hit home for a lot of people, but I'll be real honest. I didn't want to do it. We are having kind of the battle of teenagers and responsibility and living in integrity. And I am really trying to teach her, if you say that you're going to do something, that you do it. And not because you're a foster, but because as Christians, we should live a life of integrity, because it is a biblical principle that we really, I feel like we have to instill in our kids. And as a commitment, I feel like as a mom, I really try to show up. If I say that I'm going to do something, I do it. Like, I live a life in integrity. Like, if I say I'm going to do something, then I'm going to show up, I'm going to do it. And so, like, we have said that we are going to do this podcast every week. And so therefore we show up every week. Whenever she had came back from the podcast or from her church camps, you know, she was going to do it. And then everything kind of gets in the way, as, you know, as we do in parenthood. We say that we're going to do something, we say that we're going to show up, and then something gets in the way and something gets in the way. And so just as a little side note, are we living an integrous life? Are you telling your kids that you're going to do something and then you don't show up? Are you telling your friends that you're going to do something and then you don't show up? Are you telling your coworkers or your boss, hey, I'm going to do this project and I'm going to have it due by whatever, and you don't do it, you don't show up? And so I just kind of want to do like a heart check. You know, are we living kind of this integrous life? And even just in our faith. I mean, so we're saying that we are Christians, that we are followers of Christ, but then we're going out and doing exact opposite of what scripture tells us to do. And so just as a little heart check, are we living a life of integrity? And so just kind of look at the areas of in your life. Are we teaching our kids how to live an integrous life? Are we teaching them how to do the exact opposite and show up whenever we want, tell people that we're going to do things and then back out at the last minute? Are we doing things that we know is not right, but yet we just keep doing them? And so just to try to teach these kids. And if you say that you're going to do something, you do it. And I think that also too holds you accountable, because you're not going to overbook yourself and do things that you don't necessarily want to do, because you want to show up. You want to show up with a glad heart. You want to show up because you want to be there. And so if you say that you're going to be there or show up or do something, then you do it. And so that was just on my heart. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you, but let's get into the episode. And so the episode is called Unseen But Unstoppable: Living for What Really Lasts. And so, hey friends, welcome back to Fostering Faith. I'm so glad that you were here, because we're about to dig into something that could absolutely change how you live, how you pray, how you walk out your faith. And so let me start with a question. What if the most important things about you are the things that no one else has ever seen? Because we live in a world that is obsessed with what is visible: achievements, status, all the letters behind your name, social media highlights and reels, likes, followers. But in God's kingdom, He flips it upside down. And today we're going to be talking about what it means to live for the unseen but unstoppable, to build a life that heaven celebrates even when the world doesn't even notice. So grab your coffee, your Bible, and let's go deep. And so the world is obsessed with things that are seen. And let's be honest, Our culture is addicted to visibility. We want likes. We want recognition. We want someone to say, you're crushing it. Like, oh my gosh, like you're doing amazing. But here's the problem with living for what's seen. It's temporary. It's fragile. And it will never satisfy. And so Jesus warned us about this in Matthew 6:1. It says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by others, by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. That verse hits hard because I think about it all and all the time. I think about it all the ways I've craved people's approval, whether it's in ministry, parenting, or even like the little likes and sharing, you know, something on social media and hoping for a comment. As we've done this podcast, you know, you want people to like it. You want people to share it. You want people's approval in a kind of an undertone and way. But here's the kicker. Whenever you live for the applause of people, you'll lose your reward in heaven. And so is it that we are looking for the approval of man? Are we looking to glorify God in everything that we do? And so, I mean, to me, that's just kind of a gut check. Hey, am I doing this to bring myself glory, or am I doing this to bring glory to God? And so the weight of glory, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18, it says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but as what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So let that sit for a second. The word glory here, D-O-X-A in Greek, means weight, heaviness, significance. And so Paul is saying your unseen obedience, your unseen sacrifice, your unseen prayers, they are building eternal weight of glory that you can't even imagine. You feel like you're overlooked right now. You feel unseen in your job, in your marriage, in your ministry. But he sees what goes on behind closed doors. And I often have to remind myself of that so much, because it's like, oh, am I doing this for my glory that I get benefit? Is it because I want to be seen, because I want to be noticed? Or is it because I really want people to see the love of Christ in me? And so are we giving to be seen? Are we giving to be noticed? Are we serving to be noticed? Are we volunteering to be noticed? Are we doing all of these little acts to be noticed by people or to get kingdom approval? And it's never about works. And so that's what we have to realize, is that we can do the 50 million things, but we know that he doesn't have favoritism. And we know by scripture that it's not by works that we are saved. It is by his grace and mercy. By the blood that was shed on the cross is the only reason that we are saved, because we miss the mark every day. And here comes a day when every unseen act of faith will be revealed, and you will hear the words that we all have longed to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. And so when the unseen is hard, and let's be real, living for the unseen is hard. That it sometimes sounds ridiculous, because it doesn't come with instant gratification. People may not understand your choices. And sometimes you're sowing seeds and you feel like there's no harvest in sight. But isn't that exactly what Jesus modeled? Let's think about it. He healed people and told them, do not tell anybody. He prayed all night in solitude. He washed feet when he could have been demanding crowns. And so Jesus was laser focused on pleasing the Father and not the crowd. And so practical ways to live for the unseen. Okay, so how do we do this? How do we shift our chasing the visible to building invisible. One, check your motive. Check your motive. Ask yourself, am I doing this for the applause of heaven or for the applause of people? And if it's not about stopping what you're doing, it's about shifting why you're doing it. Check your heart. Two, embrace the hidden seasons. And maybe God has you hidden in a season right now, and it's not punishment, but it's preparation. And you see this all the time. Post every day, post every day, post every day, post every day. But no one's seeing it. No one's seeing it. You get 200 views, 300 views, one view, two views, 500 views, you know, like all the things. And you're just like, okay, so why am I doing this? Why am I pouring my heart out? Why am I studying the scripture? Why am I trying to share it? And no one is watching it. And just like a seed in the ground, you're growing even if no one sees it. And I really think like there's a like a bamboo tree, and like it grows for years and years and years, and it grows like this great root structure, and then all of a sudden it like shoots up out of nowhere, like after years and years of establishing roots. And so maybe he's trying to establish that root system, and we know by our armor of God that we have the shoes, and in those shoes back in those Roman times, they had nails in them. They had spikes in them so we could stand firm. And so if we are in a season of hiding and he's growing us, he's maturing us, he's pruning all this stuff off of us, maybe he's getting you well rooted to be able to shoot up like a bamboo. Three, do something unseen this week. Pray for someone in secret. Serve in a way that no one knows. Give quietly without posting it or announcing it. Matthew 6:4 says, when the Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you. Because he knows that you're not doing it to be seen. He knows that you're doing it not to be noticed. He knows that you are not doing it to get the applause of people. And oftentimes, you give in secret. And it's, I think it says too in scripture about don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. And maybe that's taken out of context, but I always like to think of that in a sense of Joe does not need to know that I gave. Joe just needs to know that he is loved, he is seen, and there's no need, because I don't need his applause. I don't need that, but I just need to know that, or he needs to know that he was seen, that he is loved, and that's all that should matter. And it's about God's blessings. And so like whether you're paying for someone's funeral, whether you are slipping a waitress, you know, a great, you know, thing and just slipping off, or you see someone that is on social media is having a really hard time just dropping off, you know, a bag of money, or, you know, dedicating, if you don't have money to give, it's about making sense, seeing like they need meals. And so you go and just deliver meals, ring the doorbell, and then you leave. They don't have to know who you are. They don't have to do anything. They just need to know that they are seen and that they are loved. And so would you be willing to do sacrificial things without being noticed? And so the eternal perspective. Let's zoom out a little bit. In 100 years, no one will care how many followers you had. In 1,000 years, nobody will care about the car you drove or the house that you lived in. But in eternity, every quiet act of faith, every hidden sacrifice, even the small yes to God will matter forever. So live unseen, build quietly, but obey faithfully, because the unseen is unstoppable. And so if this episode stirred something in your heart, share it with a friend, and maybe don't even tell them you shared it. Let's be the people who are impressed by temporary things, but building lives that echo eternity. We would love to pray for you this week. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much that we are living for kingdom standards and not earthly standards. Thank you that we look for you and that we bring glory to you in everything that we do. Thank you that you are changing us. Thank you for seasons in the waiting. Thank you that you are getting us to have deeper roots. Thank you that you are making a way whenever we did not see a way. Thank you that you know our heart. Thank you that we look to you for guidance and suggestions. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me on Fostering Faith. And remember, heaven sees you. Keep building even when no one's clapping, because the Father's reward will be worth it. And so until next time, we love you guys. Have an amazing week.